Kate Merlin, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So, Kate, to start, can you tell me how big a deal Suncor is when it comes to Colorado air pollution? How much pollution is Suncor emitting?
Suncor emits an amazing amount of air pollution. It's actually the largest non-power plant source of air emissions in the state. And it's a little bit incredible that it's been allowed to continue operating so close to the largest population center of Colorado. Just for comparison, the Rocky Flats facility was shut down. The Rocky Mountain Arsenal was shut down. And both of those were shut down because the federal government realized that it was inappropriate to have these very dangerous, very dirty operations so close to Denver. And unfortunately, the state has not taken the same type of attitude or action towards Suncor, which is just spewing massive amounts of pollution into the community that make it one of the most polluted zip codes in the United States. And frankly, you know, to continue to allow a facility like Suncor to operate in this community, it's a massive environmental justice issue. I honestly believe that if it was located anywhere other than a low-income Latino community, it would have been shut down a long time ago. It's just wrong.
Beyond just affecting air quality in surrounding areas, recently the EPA announced that they were planning to downgrade the Northern Front Range from serious to severe violators of federal ozone standards, which would trigger new rules and more regulation. I mean, do you think any of these conversations or these penalties are making a difference?
Right. So we keep getting downgraded by the EPA, and it's going to keep happening until the state takes major action, particularly given that the state is planning on nearly doubling its oil and gas production in the next decade. And how the state believes that it can nearly double its oil and gas production while reducing its pollution impacts, this is not mathematically possible. You cannot continue to add sources of pollution, in particular from the oil and gas industry, which is the largest source of ozone in the state, and expect that our ozone is going to come down without serious changes. You know, the problem with the Title V permits that are being reissued by the state is that the state is not only authorizing Suncor to emit more pollution, they are relying on monitoring instead of reducing emissions limits. So if the state really was serious about requiring Suncor to operate within limits, it would lower the limits that Suncor was allowed to emit. However, they've decided not to do that.
It's interesting because improving air quality is something that we hear a lot about in Colorado. And yet, when you look at the state's messaging around how to improve air quality, the conversation really centers around transportation rather than oil and gas. This past month was a really perfect example of that when the state launched the RTD Zero Fare campaign centered around reducing ozone levels through increased use of public transportation. I mean, what is this about?
It's incredibly frustrating to have the state perpetuating the narrative that cars are the number one source of ozone pollution. That is simply not the case. The state likes to point to cars as it points to everything that is outside its control as being the problem with ozone. It says fires are the problem. It says that cars are the problem. It says that China is the problem. All of these things being conveniently outside of the state's control. The thing that is within its control is the oil and gas industry. And they're simply not being truthful when they don't admit that oil and gas is the primary source of this problem.
So another thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is that Colorado has the 7th worst air quality in the United States. That's behind Utah, Georgia, Ohio, West Virginia, Indiana, and Tennessee. What does poor air quality mean for Colorado, which historically has been known for you know, outdoor activities and clean mountain air.
That's one of the other things that I'd like to mention is that, you know, Colorado suffers economically when we have poor air quality. Our health suffers. There are direct and indirect health costs. There's also costs to Colorado's reputation. Our tourism industry is orders of magnitude larger than our oil and gas industry. And if people stop associating Colorado with natural beauty and clean air, and instead they think of us as a dirty, polluted industrial place, our tourism industry is going to suffer immensely. And I think that the state is being very short-sighted in coddling the oil and gas industry. And I think we're not seeing the forest for the trees here. Our ozone is a terrible problem. It's very expensive for our state to continue having these severe ozone problems. It's very dangerous for our people, and it's economically damaging in a lot of ways. If there's one takeaway that I think, you know, I would like to remind people is that, you know, while cars are a source of nitrogen oxides, and I would never say that cars aren't any problem, we should all drive as much as we like, the problem really isn't cars. And so it's very frustrating to me to hear, you know, consider driving less. People aren't thinking, hey, I'm going to go for a joyride today. People are trying to take their kids to school. They are trying to get to work. And to blame people for this problem when the oil and gas is so much of a larger issue is just, I feel that it's almost emotionally abusive to the people of Colorado. You're damaging their health, and then you're telling them that it's their fault. It is not primarily their fault. It is primarily the fault of oil and gas production in Colorado.
I think that's called gaslighting.
It is called gaslighting. You're right. I know. Yeah.
No pun intended.
No, definitely take that pun. That pun is a win.
Oil and gaslighting. The government is lying to us about ozone pollution.
Oil and gaslighting. I'm going to use that from now on.
Kate Merlin is an attorney for Colorado's Wild Earth Guardians. Kate, thanks so much for talking with me.
No, thank you, Alexis. Have a wonderful afternoon.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.